With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military has ordered a new evacuation of most of Gaza's southern city of Rafah. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reports.
This has raised fears, really, of a new ground offensive in Rafah. It's the biggest single order that we have seen so far. So about one-fifth of the Gaza Strip is now under these Israeli military evacuation orders. According to a journalist working for the BBC, got a lot of people now arriving in Al-Muassi, this what the Israeli military deems to be a humanitarian zone, this sort of sprawling tented camp area on the coast.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization, pushing back against the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices suggested the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs, and the state exempts religious groups from the tax. The state argues the organizations don't qualify because their day-to-day work largely does not involve religious teachings. President Trump considering ways to serve a third term. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president told NBC News that he's not joking about exploring ways to overcome the U.S. Constitution, which limits presidents to two terms in office. He talked about it later with reporters aboard Air Force One.
I'm just telling you, I've had more people say, please run again. I said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
The 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Dow had 314 points. The NASDAQ composite down 75. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is out with its annual list of global violators.
The list of countries that repress religious liberty includes familiar names, such as Burma, China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends that the State Department designate Afghanistan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam as violators as well. It also urges the Trump administration to appoint a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Britain's proposed assisted suicide law for terminally ill people could be delayed until 2029. That's after the next election. Under this proposed law, mentally competent, terminally ill adults in England and Wales with 6 months or less to live would be given the right to end their lives with medical help. This is SRN News. Despite last week's deadly earthquake, Myanmar's junta military has kept up attacks against rebel groups in the divided country. BBC correspondent Nick Beek.
Myanmar was already fractured before this earthquake struck. 4 years of civil war following a military coup have displaced more than 3 million people. The Shadow National Unity Government that was set up to oppose the junta says it is suspending attacks on the Burmese military for 2 weeks. But the military is continuing airstrikes, with reports of an attack on rebels in Kachin State, which borders China.
Meanwhile, the official quake toll climbed past 2,000, but the true figure feared to be much higher. The 7.7 magnitude quake hit Friday with an epicenter near Myanmar's second largest city of Mandalay. Hundreds of people are still reportedly missing in the country. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.